Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you, and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're continuing our study on the subject, What Christmas Means to Me. And I've been doing an acrostic study of the word Christmas. We looked at the letter C, and we're reminded of His coming down from heaven. We looked at the letter H, and that reminds us of Him hanging on the cross. We looked at the letter R, and that letter reminds us of Him being raised from the dead. We looked at the letter I, and that letter reminds us of Him instructing His disciples. Then we looked at the letter S, and that letter reminds us of Him sitting down at the right hand of the Father on high. We looked at the letter T, and that letter reminds us of Him being triumphant or His foes. And I could spend a lot of time reviewing, and I trust these days as we've looked at this have been a blessing to you, as they have been to me as I've studied, prepared, and preached them day after day. I know to the secular world, Christmas is just a time of festivity, frolicking. It's just a time of party and presents. But I want to tell you, to the child of God, it means more than that. And again, I admit to you, I do not know what month Christ was born in, and I do not know what day of the month He was born. And personally, I don't believe you know either. But to me, it does not matter when He was born. But what is important is that He was born, that He did come, that He did die on the cross, that He was buried, that He rose again, and that He ascended and sat down at the right hand of God on high, triumphant o'er His foes. And I said on yesterday, all six of those letters spelling out the word Christ, we have basically been looking backward at history. And by the way, history is His story. But as we look back, we saw the things that He has done. But we're looking now at the present. As we continue our study, looking at the word Christmas, we're down to the letter M. And on yesterday, I said to you, that letter M reminds us of Him making intercession. He is the great high priest of the church. He is the only holy potentate of the Lord's church. The Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 5, that there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And any religion that would add another person to our salvation as co-redeemer or co-redemptress, that person, my friend, is erroneous in their teaching concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said very plainly, for by one sacrifice He offered Himself without spot to God, and He sat down, signifying a finished work of redemption, a faithful work and representation, and a future work in His return. But He is our intercessor, and by Him we have access to God the Father. So we're looking at the thought of Him making intercession. And I pointed out to you that as a child of God, we have a two-way communication in the intercessory work of our God. We have the Holy Spirit inside us to make intercession for us. Then we have the Son of God sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us. So we have one from heaven in us, and we have one in heaven for us. And they are the only one that can make intercession on our behalf. But we're looking at the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said to you that He holds that position of the great high priest over the New Testament church because of three things. Number one, he was appointed by a sovereign choice. God said in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 5, verse number 5 and verse number 6, God said, "Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee." And again in another place he said, "Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." And so he was appointed by a sovereign choice. And then I said to you, he's approved by scriptural credentials. He passed every test of the scriptures. And when he's hanging on the cross, he looked back and the Bible said, seeing that all things were accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. He did not die until he had fulfilled every jot and tittle of the principles and precepts and promises of the Word of God concerning him. And then I said, not only he's approved by scriptural credentials, he is appointed by sovereign choice, but he is activated by the saints' cry. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we see him, my friend, making intercession. Let me go just a step farther in this same thought. As the great high priest, there are three glorious truths. I sense God as I even think about it. There are three glorious truths that flood the soul of the believer when they think about the intercessory ministry and the priesthood ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say to you, first of all, as our great high priest, he is better than Aaron. He is better than any other man could ever be, in the sense that he can be touched. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 15, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." You see, my friend, I have never faced a situation that the Lord Jesus Christ has not already faced. I have never faced a temptation that he has not already faced. And by the way, he not only faced them, but he triumphed over them. He conquered every temptation and every test. And so he can be touched by the feeling of my infirmity. When I feel so insufficient and so insignificant, my friend, I go to him. He does not chide me. He does not rail upon me, but he's touched with a feeling of my infirmity. Now, if my priest was just mere mortal man, then I might experience something he had not experienced. And he could be sympathetic, but he could not be touched because he had never gone through that before. But I rejoice that the man who makes intercession for me at the right hand of the throne of God is the man Christ Jesus. And he has been tempted in all points like as I am. And so he can be touched with a feeling of my infirmity. But not only did I say to you, he's a great high priest and a great intercessor because he can be touched, but he's a great intercessor because he can be trusted. Thank God for that. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 17, verse number 18, "Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people." Verse 18 said, "For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them all that are tempted." And the word succor means to strengthen, to run when called for, to assist. And my friend, since he has already been tempted, then he's there for my assistance when I am tempted. But I want you to notice two words back in verse number 17. The Bible said in verse number 17, wherefore it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest. Thank God today in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I celebrate this Christmas season, I am not just thinking about a babe in Bethlehem, but I am reminded that because he became flesh, he's been tempted like as I am. And there sits at the right hand of the Father in heaven this morning a man, the man, Christ Jesus. And he sits there today as a merciful high priest. He understands my battles. He understands my burdens. He understands my bewilderment. He knows what it is to be tempted, to be tried, and to be tested. And because he knows, he is a faithful, he is a merciful high priest. But then he's not only merciful, but he's faithful. He never leaves the job. He stays right there to make intercession for the saints of God. Listen to me, child of God, today. I want to tell you, I don't know what you're going through with. And if I knew, I might not could understand it, and I might not could help you. But I want to tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ can be touched by the feeling of your infirmity today. And friend, he can be trusted. He is a faithful and a merciful high priest. But then notice a third thing. He can be touched. He can be trusted. But as a great high priest, he can never be terminated. He is a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Notice the summary of the word of God in the book of Hebrews chapter 7 verse 23 through verse 25. The Bible said, and they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. My friend, he can be touched, he can be trusted, but he cannot be terminated. He'll never die. He can never be disqualified. The Bible said he continueth ever, and he hath an unchangeable priesthood. I've been saved now over 50 years, and I still have the same great high priest sitting at the right hand of the throne of God in heaven that was there the night I was saved. Listen to me, child of God, today. And listen to me, dear sinner, today. Sinner, you can come to God through Christ and be saved. And for you who are saved, you have someone to make intercession for you. He came to live among us so he might understand us, that he might be that faithful and merciful high priest. He can be touched. He can be trusted. But he cannot be terminated. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I do want to take this opportunity and wish all of you who listen to the radio a very Merry Christmas and a Christ-centered New Year. Let me also wish a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the staff and management of all of the radio stations that carry the broadcast. We're all laborers together with God, and I trust that God will use our labor to his glory. As you go through the holiday season, don't forget the reason for the season. Keep Christ in the center of all your Christmas activities. As you do your giving, I trust you'll remember the Harvest Time broadcast. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
Adieu.